Hey, welcome. Welcome, everyone, to show number 55 already for the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe. Yeah, it's April 9th, 2022. If you're listening live, welcome. If you're listening to a rebroadcast, welcome. Yeah, it's amazing to make it a year through this nonsense and still be on air. It's a really large privilege and honor. So thank you, RBN and John Stadmiller. Rest in peace, brother. You did good work. And yeah, we'll have to take it from here without you. So we have an amazing, wonderful guest lined up. She was my first guest on show number one. Her name is Regan Keeley. Her website and YouTube channel is Transforming the Darkness, and she's awesome. We're having technical difficulties. She's not in the green room yet, so we're going to keep trying to get her, and if not, we're going to take call-ins. So if you're anywhere near a phone and you're listening live, I would love to hear what's going on in your neck of the woods with all the clown town action of late, and there's no shortage of it, you know, globally or locally. And I hope everybody is doing okay dealing with it. I know other countries are having a much tougher time than we are. What's going on an hour north of where I am in North Idaho up in Canada is pretty shocking. They're going into another, you know, kind of a lockdown sort of a situation. I don't have the exact details, but, you know, the people that donated money to the PayPal or whatever account for the truckers convoy, they're having their money seized, and there's things going on around the world that are, you know, kind of troubling, to say the least. And even here in North Idaho, you know, and places like Florida is pretty good. They've got a good governor there. We have really good citizens here for the most part, but we've got a horrendous governor, you know, one of these sellouts that's a member of the, you know, governor's club, the league of whatever they're calling it. I don't have my notes in front of me, but it's a Klaus Schwab organization. It's a globalist confab, and they are tied to that by money. There's a money trail. So they're all towing the line of bringing in this this new reset, you know, this, I hate to sound cliche, but this new world order that they've all been talking about, all the politicians, for years. But, you know, they'll tell you you're a conspiracy theorist if you mention it in polite society or on mainstream media. It's kind of almost laughable. It really is. But what are you going to do? You know, there's people that just they refuse. There's none so blind as those that will not see. You know, they're exercising their free will to just ignore. They're ignoring, you know, the numbers that are pretty readily available about how many people have died, you know, in old folks home from the COVID-19 treatments, you know, and the lockdowns, the suicides, the disastrous health effects that are coming out of these injections, you know, around the world. You know, all the athletes that are keeling over, there's no shortage of it going on. You'll never see it on mainstream media. And even some of the second tier, supposedly alternative media isn't really going there. You know, it's kind of like a no-go zone, you know, for the controlled opposition. And it's kind of great that we have outlets like this, RBN, that we have, places we can go, like Max Egan's website, The Crow House, Casey Whalen and North Idaho Exposed, which is actually becoming more than North Idaho. You know, we're seeing stuff that's really germane to the situation in the entire country. We're seeing, the effects of having these leaders, right, these representatives that are actually representing the interests of the corporate, the good old boys clubs and the robber barons, call them what you will. That's who they're really representing. And that's, that is something that is definable. There's money trails. There's, it's not just speculation. But anyway, we're dealing with that, and people are rising up. I want to stay centered in the solution, because that's the important thing, to focus on the positive and the profound turning point, that we're seeing here. It's like I couldn't make my own life better until I hit bottom with my old life. And, as above, so below, and what's true for an individual is true for the society in the aggregate. And society globally is hitting bottom now with a situation with a controlling oligarchy that has gone, from in the shadows and smoky rooms and, places like, the Vatican and the round table groups all over the world, whether it's Bilderberg or the Club of Rome or the CFR or, take your pick. They're now out of the shadows, and they're rolling out this Great Reset. And they're rolling out all of this Machiavellian stuff to the degree to which we submit to it. And it's an exciting time to be on the field, the people that are up in the bleachers watching the show, it's your fault. I'm sorry, I'm going to really alienate a large, some part of the audience here, and that's okay, if you're watching and you're not involved, or you're aware of what's going on, and you're not either supporting somebody who is out there, like Casey or Kristen Dodd or all the people that are, really fighting in a defensive manner, to restore representative government and rule of law. If you're not supporting them, at least, let alone getting out there yourself, going to city council meetings, going to wherever, and saying, no, you can't do this anymore. You can't lie to us, rip us off, inject us with God only knows what it is, put us in masks, tell us we can't leave our house. Unless you're willing to support somebody who's doing that, if you can't get out there, turn off the radio right now and go listen to Joe Rogan or some other limited hangout, because, it's just too late in the game. And if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Okay? But, the good news is that you don't have to stay part of the problem. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance, corny as it sounds, and that's where we're at. So away we go. Let me give out some numbers here, because we apparently are not able to connect with Reagan, and that's okay. Things happen the way they're supposed to. And so if you're out there and you've always wanted to call in, please do. And I'll give you the numbers here if you have a pen. There's an 800 number and a local Texas number, which is where the station is. RBN is in Texas. So first, the 800 number is 313-9443. And again, that's 800-313-9443. And the Texas number, 512 area code, is 248-8252. So again, 512-248-8252. And I've had some great call-ins. It's always amazing. And when somebody says, oh, okay, I'll call in. You need to learn. I needed to learn how to walk through discomfort to do what needed to be done. I don't like looking bad in public. I don't like making a fool of myself. But I have to be willing to take that risk, because what I've come to learn, and what you've come to learn, if you're here listening still, is too important not to share and not to, just you know, part company with your fellow spectators and step into the arena, because it's game on and the stakes are really high. And the rest of the world is looking to the U.S. now. It's like, okay, they haven't taken their firearms. There's still the Second Amendment. There are, you know, I don't know how many million firearms, even, you know, just the registered ones in this country. So if we're going to mount a defense against this assault on us, you know, we need to be able to say, no, we're not going to comply at some point, and realize that that's the principle of the non-aggression principle of not initiating aggression. But the flip side is to be ready, willing, and able to rightfully defend yourself from aggression. And that's what we're facing. They're taking children. The CPS has taken, you know, baby, Cyrus here in Idaho. You know, they're locking people up. They're taking their money out of their bank accounts. They're cutting off the food supply. They are getting people fired from their jobs. They can't, you know, pay their bills and feed their families with this embargo, is what it amounts to, for people that aren't complying. You know, they're exercising control through their corporate, you know, sock puppets. And yeah, it's time to just, you know, just take a stand. You know, we can have some fun with it. This is it's an amazing thing to know that you're standing on the right side, that you'll be able to look your kids in the eye, or look your, you know, neighbors in the eye, look yourself in the eye in the mirror, however this plays out, and say, you know, yeah, we did our best, man. We stood up and said no to the bullies. You know, we looked out for our family and our neighbors and ourselves. And I'm sure you understand that I'm not suggesting anything other than being, you know, willing to defend ourselves against law-breaking criminals and those order followers that will follow whatever orders they're given, you know, because a lot of them do that. But, you know, I'm old enough to remember the Vietnam War, and guys that were over there told me that it really stopped, not because of the peace movements or because of whatever, which all is good. I mean, getting out in the street with a, you know, sign, going to a rally, that's all good. But what really had the effect of helping to actually end it was when the soldiers had enough, and a lot of them, this is what I was told by guys that were there, they started fragging their COs. They started throwing fragmentation grenades, at least once in a while, it happened a few times, you know, into their commanding officer's tent, saying, no, we're not going to go and kill everybody in that village because you say we should, because some banker or satanic priest, you know, directed the bankers, you know, to follow the chain of command to go kill all those people so we can take over the country and have your Nikes made there in 10 years and put a Rothschild central bank there. We're not going to do it. And so we just need to get to the point where, you know, we don't have to start fragging COs. We just have to say no and, you know, and stop complying, because we're on the right side of this, and we have these rat bastards outnumbered, outclassed, and outgunned, to put it quite simply. So, you know, hopefully there'll never have to be any act of violence. We'll just say no enough that they'll realize it's not a good idea to keep poking the bear, because at some point the bear is going to turn around and take them out, right? So there we are with that. So enough about the problem. We've got a few minutes here before we go to break. We'll go to break at about 20 after. I've got almost a quarter after. So in my estimation, from what I've learned, and, you know, if I'm wrong tomorrow, I'll change my stance and view, you know, based on whatever good actionable intel and information comes in. But right now, it looks like the best way to go is, yeah, have faith in the good politicians that are in there. And we have some here in Idaho. You know, we have Heather Scott. We have, there's great people in office, you know, the governor in Florida. And we can rally behind them and try to get the political situation squared away and, you know, pull the covers on the, you know, the sellouts that are in there and just not let them continue to sell us out. But also we need, I believe, and I know, forget what I believe, but, you know, what I know is going to create remedy is to develop supply chains and community and networking and barter on a grassroots in your neighborhood, in your city level, so we're not so dependent on the supply chains. You know, I hope we still keep getting produce from Mexico and, you know, goods and services from all over the world, and the import and export continues, and that we get the, you know, the usury and the crony capitalism aspect dealt with. But we may not get it done fast enough to keep us all fed. So what we're doing here, you know, through great groups and, you know, outside of great groups like People's Rights, and you can join them or check them out at peoplesrights.org or by texting to their website. I don't get that card out. Yeah, text rights, the word RIGHTS to get some light on this card. 80123. Text rights to 80123. And People's Rights is helping people get together and build community. And, you know, if you can all kind of pool your resources, what we're doing here is, you know, some people may have a bunch of eggs because they have chickens, and someone else may have a whole bunch of firewood, and someone else may, you know, whatever it is, people work together and can provide heat, shelter, food, and community without the banks if they, you know, shut those down, without the supermarkets if they shut those down, which they are incrementally. You know, it's harder to get stuff everywhere. It's really, I am coming to understand about, it's not one or the other. It's not, let's, you know, put our faith in the politicians, and it's not, let's go live in the woods and be preppers and, you know, but it's both. It's not either or, it's both and, you know, that's the approach they've been taking, that the robber barons and the social engineers and the people rolling out this agenda have been taking. It's been what they've called in their papers. You can search this in search engines that are still operational, you know, like DuckDuckGo and Brave and wherever else you can go outside of the Google realm. A simultaneous is what they call it. A simultaneous multi-theater assault on every level against us. Bertrand Russell, I think he was in the Club of Rome and or the Tavistock Institute, defined the rollout of building this new communist, fascist, whatever, satanic, Luciferian world that they're trying to roll out. As he said, they would achieve this through diet, injection, and injunctions. And through those things, people would learn to love their servitude. Okay? I'll repeat that. Through diet, injections, and injunctions, people will be trained, more or less, my words, to love their servitude. And, you know, whether you look at Brave New World or Future Shock by Alvin Toffler or, you know, 1984, it's all really close to what they're rolling out. There's aspects of all of that. You know, the Soma, they called it in 1984. You know, and now there's, you know, a bunch of drugs, you know. You know, all the SSRI, serotonin reuptake inhibitors that they're giving people to calm them down because they have anxiety over what's going on in the world. Don't, you know, do what you need to do to fix it. Let's not look at diet, exercise, and getting out there to your city council meeting or your school board meeting so you can feel like you're, you know, embracing the solution. Just medicated away. You know, in my era when I was young, it was Valium. You know, then it became Paxil and all the other ones. So, yeah, let's embrace the solution, because there's a lot of us that are. They don't want us to know, but there's a lot of us that are. So we got a break coming up here in a minute, and if anybody wants to call in, that would be awesome. Otherwise, I'm just going to rant. I'm going to rant and go off through a couple of different rabbit holes of solution, and there are a lot of them. You know, there are a lot of them. We'll unpack that some more on the other side. White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe on RBN. Oh, awesome. Yeah, I hope she's okay. No big deal. Maybe we'll get her on next week or the
Folks,
week after.
We're
but
living
thank
in a
you.
World the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve system,
absolutely.
Fiat currency, no child left behind, absolutely. And then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines,
okay, cool.
pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ah, indeed. Touched by something. Yeah, you know, the whole divinity thing, that can't be discounted. I've never been a religious person. I grew up kind of feeling like most of those TV evangelists, which was my only contact with religion, and went to church a few times. It seemed like they were all game show hosts or con artists, and it turned out a lot of them were, and a lot of them still are. There's some great people with upstanding, you know, morals and with values and principles that go to churches and that are religious. But, you know, at the end of the day, it turns out that they're sold out. They're sold out through something called the 401c3, that allows them to be tax exempt. So they're incentivized. They don't want to talk about, you know, standing up, you know, their whole congregation against, you know, these injections or masking their kids or corruption in politics, because, you know, they risk losing money. They risk offending, you know, the powers that be. So we have a call-in guest, and I'm going to bring him in a second, and happy to have him. His name is Fred. He's in Iowa. But before I bring him in, you know, the concept and the principles that I'm kind of gravitating towards here are the Gandhi quote, you know, be the change that you wish to see in the world. And the Hopi elders had a saying, the translation to English came out something like, everything that we do now should be done in a sacred manner and in a celebration, because we are the ones we've been waiting for. You know, talking about transforming the world to this next yuga, this next age, as the Mayans called it. You know, that 2012 was actually a shift, didn't manifest until 2020 with this rollout too much, but the things are changing, and for the better. It's just, you know, hitting bottom for me personally wasn't good, and hitting bottom, you know, with old behavior on the aggregate for societies, it's just not it's not comfortable. But you got to till the soil before you can replant, and there's, you know, birthing pains, and that's what we're going through. So hang in there. Let's see what's going on in Iowa. Fred in Iowa on line one, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me, Stuart?
I sure can, Fred. How are you today?
Oh, great. One of the reasons for me feeling is your opening of the show. I'm in total agreement with you and fully impressed. In the 70s, I was an owner-operator trucker, and when the fuel crisis hit and all that stuff, the truck stop that I dealt with in Des Moines, Iowa, you know, I had about a $400 bill to them, but the owner of the big truck stop agreed with us, and we bought the pumps and all this, and then said that anybody that makes a run, you know, a trucker, and then comes back, you know, let him go. Hey, he makes a second one, well, you know, get on him.
Can I have our producer call you?
Pardon?
No problem. I have him call. Hey, sorry about that, Fred. I've got our main guest is on the other line, but please continue. We've got about 2 minutes until the break, and then we'll go to break.
Yeah, just 2 minutes. Anyhow, I could buy diesel in Kansas City for 14 cents a gallon.
Oh, my God.
And it jumps to 50 cents. But anyhow, what we have to do, one of the main things, is try to attempt to live a virtuous life, and that is to examine ourselves first and try to find out what drives our opinions and our biases and what we think and what we try to believe in, you know. And I would suggest the law of liberty, and to have liberty, you have to have laws. And the law of liberty is the Ten Commandments, so I won't take up any more of your time, but I'm sure glad you're aboard, and keep on. And
you get
a lot of help from the control room there. Them people work their rear off. And the next thing is, if you can, help financially RBN. Okay, thank you. Bye. Have a good day. Have a good show. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you, Fred. Absolutely. We'll unpack that on the other side. I'll bring Reagan in after the break. She's waiting in the green room and good to go. But what a great call right there from Fred in Iowa. The law of liberty. Absolutely. Natural law, karmic law, God's law. Call it what you want. Principles. You're living by principle. We'll be right back on the other side on the White Rose Resistance Hour on RPN.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk. real people, because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belong to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son, if your pants were undone, 'cause you were brave for humanity and sold to society. One day you'll wake up in the present day, a million generations removed from expectations of being who you really want to be. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day.
Hey, hey, welcome back, folks. Indeed, skating away on the thin ice of a new day. And it's just, it's a beautiful day, you know, it's amazing. And my skating partner at the moment is in the green room. I'm going to bring her on in a minute. I'm so glad that she was able to connect. And, you know, it seems to me that last call was really synchromistic. You know, he talked about the law of liberty. What a great old guy, Fred in Iowa. And that is, you know, what I think the solution lies in. We'll talk about it with Reagan here in a minute, but the law of liberty or natural law or God's law or karmic law, you know, if the word God is kind of a, you know, I trip over it sometimes myself, but the divine, the divinity, you know, the great spirit, the whatever, label you want to put on it, it's there. You know, we see it in the world around us when people are happy and helping each other. And it's just the majesty of the natural world and the goodness in most people that aren't these psychopathic, you know, control freaks that have taken over a large contingent. So, Reagan, welcome. So I'm so glad you could come back on.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here. I'm super excited.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, you know, Fred there was talking about principles and living by, you know, principles, and that is so important, I think. I would love your take on you know, I'll do a little coming out of the closet here. People don't know me personally. I don't talk about this, but I need to identify myself personally as trans-dimensional, and we all are to some degree, right? And what we're seeing now in the world is so much from the spirit realm of the, you know, the inspiration we get on however we want to, you know, label it, you know, whether it's the, you know, little angel sitting on one shoulder and the devil on the other in cartoons, or, you know, just, you know, kind of being inspired to be a good person and not, you know, get ahead by, you know, dishonesty in business or being good to your friends and neighbors and your pets. And that is becoming so much more of a powerful thing these days, it feels like to me. Don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's, I feel like it's part of just like the holistic awakening of like, wait a second, what am I doing? You know, what's really valuable? Like what actually feels right and gives my life like true meaning and purpose.
Yeah, it's so much more valuable. I know for me personally, when I was, you know, when I was kind of coming into my own in the world and on a business sense, you know, in kind of becoming, you know, a quote, air quotes, productive member of society, you know, of the matrix, basically, I started making money and having stuff for the first time. You know, I had the little, you know, Ocean View place with the 911 and the little four-wheel drive truck in the driveway, and it was okay. But you know what? I started to feel like this isn't feeding the part of me that I'm starting to develop, and I started really developing a distaste for the chicanery in that, in the money physical realm, and it's just so much more valuable, you know, the payoff that comes in the other realm. And I love the way your videos on transcendingthedarkness.com and your YouTube channel talk about that, and I so appreciate you coming on to talk about it a bit.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's truly more important than ever because everything is just getting so intense. And so it's kind of like, I feel like, at least I noticed in my life, like, you know, the consequences, good or bad, cause and effect, it definitely manifests quicker than ever. And so much is being revealed right now, you know, so much that's like kind of been normalized from like the programming, because it's just so heavy, you know, it's so heavy what humanity has been through and how much, you know, we've been stifled really since we're born, you know, since we're born, and all the public school and indoctrination. It's just like, it's truly crazy that, you know, that we're able to still like find the light within ourselves and start to like trust that inner source, that true inner source, rather than looking outside ourselves, you know, for these authorities that want to, you know, act like they're God, and you see, you know, a lot of that is people think, kind of, you know, programmed to think that, you know, the government is God or whatever.
Yeah, clearly they're not that at all. yeah, they certainly have taken a good long amount of time and crafted a narrative in which they're, you know, everything, that there are betters, that they're, you know, that we look to them for the truth, and they've done such a really impressive job of hiding the truth of who we really are, of being co-creator beings, that we can manifest better things, you know, in our lives and in the world by being good people and understanding that and taking, you know, right action, living the you know, the elements of natural law, you know, that creating through our thoughts, our emotions, and our actions, in spite of them trying to control our thoughts and our emotions and our actions through the media and the indoctrination systems you mentioned, I think we're really starting to wake up on a societal level and face that and embrace the solution, which is why I'm so happy to see work like yours on the internet, on YouTube.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, it's such a joy. You know, it really is. Seeing the awakening, for sure. It makes me excited. Even when, like, I'm personally going through it, I'm definitely excited. And then, you know, it's kind of like I'm humble because I know that, you know, it's going to be a process of awakening, and it's a lot of healing, and healing is not always comfortable. You know, I just went through some of my own inner healing and, like, breaking free from the, you know, integrating the fear and trauma and all that stuff, but it's so worth it. So I guess that's kind of actually, maybe that's just where I'm at right now, is just feeling humble to the process and honoring what humanity's been through, but also because it just makes it so much better, because I truly, you know, I know that we're going to see some beautiful things and seeing people wake up, and it's always so worth it, I guess is what I'm saying. Is like, I'm definitely excited to, even though a lot of these events are so chaotic and, you know, the things that prompt the awakening, it's like, it's kind of, I see it as necessary to kind of wake people up, and I don't know, it's almost like we've had this, it's like, I almost see it as like a mental virus where people have been, you know, it's like, why are we hurting ourselves? You know, kind of like how you said, like, with God's law, it's like, you know, I don't think it's God punishing us so much as we punish ourselves when we stray from who we are and from our truth. And when you hurt someone, you hurt yourself. So it's like, it's just like, it truly is like an illness, you know, that's kind of like the real virus. So it's like coming back into the heart, the real medicine. It's like, gosh, I don't know. It makes me excited. I definitely see it. I definitely see the awakening.
Yeah. I'm on the front lines of my little corner of it here, and, you know, I see a lot of people coming to the understanding, you know, that we are good people and capable of much better things and creating a much better world than these, you know, would-be overlords have created for us, and people are starting to step into knowing that and coming together, you know, to homeschool their kids and to have, you know, real community and, you know, all these wonderful things that are coming out of it. And it doesn't take away from the people that are being hurt by it, but it's necessary, you know, like you said. And it's a really wonderful thing, to the degree to which, for me personally, I can focus on the positive, not ignore the negative, not be in denial of it, but kind of feed my energy into, you know, gravitating towards people like you and people like Casey and all the people that are, you know, really working on being the change that we want to see in the world, and, you know, and building a better, you know, way of doing things, you know, while the old one falls apart. I mean, it's not sustainable. The money system can't keep going the way it's going. The control mechanism, they can't, you know, keep their con artistry going any longer. So it's getting interesting.
Truly, it's definitely exciting times. And you kind of made me think of this as something that I've noticed time and time again. And it's kind of like, it's almost an interesting paradox where it seems like, you know, when you tap into like your spiritual gifts and go within and start tapping into like this inner, this inside information, if you will, it's like the matrix, or, you know, this illusion is crumbling. And I guess for me, somehow, I don't know, I guess I'm blessed that I've known that. I feel like I've always kind of just like had an awareness that I would experience this in my life. I don't know why, but it's like the crazy stuff's happening and the matrix is collapsing and there's so much chaotic stuff happening. But yet at the same time, you know, there's so much light, you know, coming into Earth, and like we are more empowered than we've ever been. You know, I truly feel that in the core of my being. Is like, I feel so empowered. Like, I'm just so blessed. I'm so grateful, you know, for everything in my life right now. And it's just such a like crazy contrast seeing like the chaos and the shambles that, you know, we see on the world stage. But it's all connected, you know. There's definitely a reason for it all.
Yeah, and I don't have to know it. I feel that we're heading towards something better, and I don't need to know how it unfolds, really. I'm not attached in that Buddhist sense to the outcome. I'm not attached to the results, you know, which is where the suffering comes from, I've learned, is being attached to the results. Or like the way George Washington put it, duty is mine, results I'll leave up to God.
Awesome. Yeah, I love that. You know, and that's exactly about where I stand with it, too. It's like, that's kind of how I feel about all the crazy stuff going on. It's like, I feel like it's not for me, because it's like, I feel like the heart, I don't know if I want to say the hardest, but like, pretty much like, to me, from my point of view at least, the most challenging thing about what we're going through right now is, you know, awakening humanity, you know, awakening the masses. That's probably like the most, challenging or delicate thing, because people mm-hmm. obviously have to awaken on their own. You know, you can't force it or you can't control people. But so it's like all the things going on in the world stage, it's like the way I see it is it's like, it's not for me. Like, it's like, because every time all these things get, it's just going to get more and more absurd. And then like, it's prompts people to start questioning it, you know. But it's like, you know, where we are, it's like, build it and they'll come. Like, you know, we're already building what we want to see. So it's like, that's an amazing place to be.
Yeah, no, well put. Absolutely. If you build it, they will come. And, you know, I realized this. I was at my day job today, and I realized that the management at where I work, they're wonderful people, and they have a wonderful crew. And it dawned on me, the reason is that they're leading by example. They're working hard. They're being good, you know, respectful to the other employees and the customers. And, you know, and that's, I think, maybe an aspect of what we can incorporate is, let's get busy with the work of building better community and better, infrastructure for producing goods and food, and, you know, and let's be the change we want to see, and that will inspire people to awaken and see solution. And then there's the aspect of some people just aren't going to wake up, just won't. And I have to be willing to let them go and not be concerned, because, you know, the Great Spirit has given them free will, and a lot of them are going to and are currently choosing to just ignore. They're ignorant of the facts, and that's got to be okay. I can't, you know, spend too much time trying to convince somebody that 2 + 2 = 4, because I got work to do, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. And I feel like that was a lesson many of us, myself included, really learned in 2020 when all this stuff started first breaking out. And it was like so many lessons, so many, you know, crazy things. Like, I just remember there was such a strong, you know, a lot of it was like purposely like, fabricated so much contrast between people who are awakening and people who are still like super plugged in. But you know, I just have to say, like, I totally agree. It's like, that's about where I'm at with it too. It's like, it's honestly, that's one of the reasons it's so divine, because it's like, as we do this work, you know, we all have our own piece of the puzzle, you know, as you said, building communities and like truly finding like the truth of things, whether it's in medicine or in food and energy and all these things that are so important. It's like, not only is the demand higher than ever, and like I've been aware. It's like, I remember when I first woke up in 2012, so it was like, it was really hard out here, you know. Now it's like, it's just, there's so much more, it's like so much more abundant, all the resources already. And, you know, the Matrix is going to crash. Like, and I honestly have no idea how it's going to play out or what's going to happen. But I do feel it is going to get pretty, like, you know, this Matrix is going to have to literally crumble. I mean, so it's like, you know, what we're doing is imperative, because they're going to need these new, you know, these new aligned systems, you know.
Aligned absolutely.
With God. And that's the only way. And that's the thing about aligning with God. It's like, or source, or what, you know, spirit, whatever you want to call it, is like, it's literally the only way. Like, you have free will.
The only way.
But
yes,
it's like
true.
Every other way is going to be like, damn, that's just the way it is. It's always going to lead to suffering, you know?
It's futile, absolutely. Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we're about to end the show. So In the last minute, please, you know, let people know where they can go to see your work and how they can support you. And thank you so much for everything you do and for coming on again with me. You're just an absolute pleasure to watch your videos. The last one about, you know, working through the shadow work with the fear really helped me personally. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Stuart, so much. It's such a joy to be here. It's such a blessing. Thank you. And, yeah, all my work you can find at transformingthedarkness.com. And, yeah, that's where you'll find all the stuff I'm into. So thank you so much. This has been a
You know, we actually have a couple more minutes. It looks like they've been changing the schedule around. I misread my notes. What a blessing. Bonus round. We got a few more minutes. So what what you're talking about is so important, you know, of just focusing on the solution and respecting people's right to go their own direction and, you know, having the connection to spirit that empowers us to co-create. And that's an amazing thing, how the real secret behind the secret allows us to co-create things in our lives personally, you know, positive things. And the synchromysticism that starts to happen, maybe the last, you know, you can expand on that a little bit. When we start to believe and know that that's true and tap into that, the coincidences and the synchronicity, which is actually, I guess you refer to as, and I love the word, synchromysticism, is wild, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's like, it's so funny because, you know, we didn't talk too much before this, and it's like, it's almost like you just, that was a synchronicity in itself, because that's like literally what I've been going through the past couple of days. It's so magical. It's like, it's so hard to put into words. It's almost like when you really do, when you like wake up every day, like, because that's the simplest terms I can say, and just like, you know, do your best to, you know, align with God's will, you know, again, like what we just talked about. It's like, the most beautiful things start happening, and I've started living my life in such a state of surrender, like, you know, just following my heart in each moment, not trying to control everything, and it's just amazing that, and as I've been living like this, it's like, such amazing blessings come to me, and it's like, it blows my mind, because it's like, I'm not mm-hmm. even really going out and chasing them. It's just like, the best things just kind of like come, you know, just come into like my experience when it's time. And that's kind of what I've been experiencing lately. Like,
it's wild. I started noticing the coincidences, which I've been told, you know, coincidences are God's way of remaining anonymous. They started piling up, and the more I honored these truths and started embracing principles to the best of my ability and not being as selfish as I used to be, being more concerned about other people, you know, listening to the intuition that I should help this situation or go here or tell the truth here, even if it means losing, you know, this relationship, I've got to be honorable in business, whatever it is. And the way things just magically appear when I need them, or it's just, after a few years of seeing that over and over, these like incredible coincidences of things working out and gifts coming, like, I can't deny it anymore. And I finally decided to just fully embrace it.
Yeah. You know, I think that's the new energy, you know, because this is such a huge spiritual shift as well in consciousness. And like, it's like, you know, whether you want to say literally or metaphorically, it's like the poles flipped. It's like, you know, everything is different. It's like we used to have to, I feel like, go out and chase these things, or, you know, we had all this fear towards things, and that was kind of like our armor. Whereas now it's like our true armor is like that unconditional love and like knowingness and like vulnerability, you know, like with yourself and, you know, the healing and all that. So it's pretty incredible. It kind of reminded me, too, this quote from Meister Eckhart, something like, God is a man who's hiding in the bushes, but gives himself away by coughing, or something like that.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, for people that, you know, wonder, like I used to, if there really was, you know, any kind of divine entity or any great spirit, somebody said, you know, because you can't see God, they said this, they said, well, you can't see the wind either, but you know it by seeing the branches and the leaves of the trees swaying, you know, and that's, you know, I may not be able to see a guy with a white beard in the clouds, but I see the transformation in people's lives, and I see the things working out for good people doing good things in all kinds of miraculous ways. You know, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly, but man, it happens, and I can't deny it anymore. And everybody listening to this, everybody out there can have that working in their life. It is a real thing that I doubted for decades, but I've seen too much of it to doubt it anymore. And all you have to do is, you know, lean towards, or all I had to do is lean towards my better self and be more honest, you know, be more willing to, you know, work towards being unselfish and unmaterialistic. And slowly but surely, I got better at it, and things started magically manifesting in my life, like incredibly. And it's there for everybody, you know, all of us.
Yeah, like, you know, he says at the beginning, we are creator beings. And, you know, that there's another saying that the greatest part of sleeping is awakening. So I feel like we've been in this descension, and now, you know, it's like we're in this ascension. And it truly is so, it's just like, it's so divine. Like, there's no coincidences. You just start to, it literally shifts your perception on how you see things and how you live your life. And it makes things just, yeah, it's just, it feels so familiar, but so exciting at the same time. It's like, oh yeah, like, this is who I am. You know, it's that journey, that hero's journey you go on with yourself of like, oh yeah, like, there's so much more to me. There's so much more to life, like, than, you know, I used to think.
Yeah, absolutely true. There's so much more, and there's no end to it. The more I learn and the more I know, the better questions I'm able to ask, and it just keeps going. It's like an endless thing I'm starting to see. And I'm also becoming aware that as we all, you know, the ones of us to choose to take this, the you know, the right hand path, or the whatever you want to call it, to ascend and be part of this, you know, great you know, awakening and this joyful rebuilding of a better, or not just rebuilding, but building for the first time a world free from the clutches of these psychopaths. We, you know, we'll just continue to see more magical stuff, more great stuff happening, and I'm just grateful. It has taken me out of feeling like I'm responsible, or have to figure out what to do, or I'm stressing over how it's going to turn out in all things in my life, in the big picture and the small picture, because I just know I have to embrace principles everywhere I can, at work or with this activism stuff I do, or with my friends, or whatever it is, or, you know, getting, do I get this car? Do I keep the bicycle? It's like, hey, I just need to do my best, do what seems right, and trust intuition. And we'll all be fine. I love you, Reagan. Thank you so much.
All right. I love you, too. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful rest of your evening.
Yeah. There she goes, everybody. Thanks, Reagan. Okay, folks. Hopefully we'll see you next week. God willing, and the river don't rise next Saturday.
As you cross the wilderness, spending in your emptiness, you really have to pray. Looking for a sign that the universe on my hands has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away, skating away, on the thin ice of a new day. Hey,
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.